Welcome back to the AI Daily Show. Today we're dissecting OpenAI's latest power move, poaching Caitlin Kalinowski, the mastermind behind Meta's Orion AR glasses, to spearhead their robotics division. This signals a major shift for OpenAI, a company known primarily for its software prowess, particularly with ChatGPT.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating development. While OpenAI dabbled in robotics years ago with that dexterous robot hand, they ultimately prioritized software. Now, with Kalinowski's hardware expertise and their recent investment in physical intelligence, they're clearly signaling a serious commitment to embodied AI.
It's a strategic play. Think about it. OpenAI already has the brains with their advanced AI models. Now they're acquiring the brawn, the physical embodiment, to bring that intelligence into the real world. It's like they're building a complete nervous system, from the cognitive centers to the motor functions.
And the timing couldn't be more interesting, considering Joni Ive's collaboration with OpenAI on a mysterious AI device. Kalinowski's hardware expertise complements Ive's design genius. It's a powerful combination that could potentially revolutionize how we interact with AI, moving beyond the confines of screens and keyboards.
Precisely. This move could be a game changer, blurring the lines between the digital and physical realms. Imagine robots powered by ChatGPT-level intelligence, capable of understanding and responding to complex commands. It's a future brimming with possibilities, but also potential pitfalls. We'll have to see how they navigate the ethical and practical challenges that come with bringing such powerful technology into our everyday lives. So, we've been discussing hardware advancements in AI, but let's shift gears to something equally crucial: how we interact with these systems. A recent study suggests that being polite to AI isn't just good manners, it actually improves their performance.
It's fascinating, isn't it? We're discovering that the principles of effective human communication also apply to our interactions with AI. The research shows that polite prompts yield better results, fewer errors, and less bias in AI outputs. It's almost as if the AI is mirroring our behavior.
It raises some intriguing questions about the nature of intelligence itself. Are we simply training the AI to respond to specific keywords associated with politeness? Or is there something deeper happening? Are we inadvertently shaping its personality, so to speak?
That's the million-dollar question. The research also hints at a potential link between how we treat AI and our own leadership skills. Those who demonstrate consistent courtesy towards AI tend to exhibit stronger emotional intelligence in human interactions as well. It's like practicing empathy in a digital sandbox.
It's a compelling argument for mindful interaction with technology. If we treat AI with respect, not only do we get better results, but we also cultivate positive leadership qualities that translate to real-world benefits. It's a win-win scenario.
Absolutely. It also highlights the importance of modeling respectful behavior in the workplace. If leaders treat AI with courtesy, it sets a precedent for how employees interact with each other and with customers. It fosters a more positive and productive environment overall.
Meta's decision to allow US military access to its Llama AI models raises some eyebrows. It's a significant shift from their previous policy prohibiting such use. What's driving this change?
Officially, Meta cites supporting responsible and ethical uses and bolstering US national security in the global AI race. However, it's hard to ignore the competitive landscape. Opening Llama to the vast US military and intelligence apparatus significantly expands its user base and provides valuable real-world feedback, potentially allowing Meta to leapfrog competitors like OpenAI and Google.
It's a calculated risk. While Meta gains a strategic advantage, they also open themselves up to potential misuse of their technology and the ethical dilemmas that come with it. The open-source nature of Llama further complicates matters, making it accessible to a wider range of actors, not all of whom may share Meta's stated values.
Precisely. And the recent reports of Chinese research institutions using Llama for military applications, despite Meta's prohibitions, underscore this risk. It highlights the challenge of controlling the spread and application of open-source technology, particularly in the sensitive realm of AI.
It's a delicate balancing act between fostering innovation through open access and safeguarding against potential misuse. Meta's move will undoubtedly spark debate and scrutiny about the responsible development and deployment of AI, especially in the military context.
Absolutely. This move throws into sharp relief the tension between technological advancement, national security interests, and the ethical considerations surrounding AI. It will be interesting to see how this plays out and what precedents it sets for the future of AI governance.
Shifting gears from the military applications of AI, let's talk about the transformation of X, formerly Twitter, under Elon Musk. It's become increasingly politicized, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Musk's actions, from promoting election conspiracy theories to seemingly favoring Republican voices, have turned X into a potent political tool. It's a fascinating, albeit concerning, case study in how a social media platform can be reshaped to reflect the owner's political agenda.
It's unprecedented. We've never seen a platform owner so openly leverage their influence in this way. His in-kind contributions to Trump's campaign, as Dan Milmo put it, raise serious questions about the intersection of wealth, technology, and political power.
And the financial aspect is intriguing. Musk's purchase of Twitter hasn't been financially successful, so this political maneuvering might be an attempt to recoup some value, either through political influence or by catering to a specific audience.
It's a risky gamble. The platform's value is tied to its relevance in the political discourse, which can be volatile. Once the election cycle ends, X's engagement might plummet, leaving Musk with a hefty bill and a diminished platform.
The comparison to media outlets that experience traffic spikes during elections is apt. The question is, can X sustain its influence beyond the election cycle, or is it destined for a post-election slump?
It's a crucial question, and the answer will have significant implications for the future of online political discourse. Speaking of online trends, the discussion around niche Halloween costumes highlights the interplay between online and offline culture. It's a humorous example of how internet memes and inside jokes can manifest in the real world, albeit sometimes with a touch of self-awareness and irony.
The I Hate Gay Halloween meme is a perfect example. It's a self-deprecating commentary on the absurdity of bringing hyper-specific online humor to life. It'll be interesting to see if this trend continues or if we revert to more traditional costumes next year.
Moving on to Apple, their latest annual report reveals some interesting insights into their perceived risks, particularly concerning the iPhone's future and the integration of AI.
It's fascinating to see Apple acknowledge the potential for new products to yield lower profit margins than the iPhone. This suggests a degree of uncertainty about their ability to replicate the iPhone's success, especially as it enters what some analysts are calling its sunset years.
Exactly. They're clearly aware that the iPhone's reign can't last forever. Their emphasis on geopolitical tensions and the safety risks of AI also stands out. It underscores the challenges of integrating complex technologies like AI while mitigating potential negative user experiences.
The report's language around AI safety is quite revealing. Apple seems to be preemptively addressing concerns about harmful content and technical issues. It's a delicate balancing act, pushing the boundaries of AI innovation while ensuring user safety and maintaining their reputation.
Absolutely. And this ties into their exploration of new revenue streams, like the Vision Pro headset and potential smart glasses. They're clearly seeking the next big thing to drive growth beyond the iPhone. But the question remains, can they capture the same level of market dominance in these emerging sectors?
The competition is fierce. Meta's foray into smart glasses with the Ray-Bans and their Orion prototype demonstrates the intensifying race in this space. Apple's success hinges on whether they can once again anticipate and shape the next wave of consumer technology.
So, iOS 18.2 Beta 2 is shedding more light on how Apple is weaving ChatGPT into its ecosystem. It seems they're adopting a freemium model, mirroring ChatGPT's structure with daily usage limits before reverting to a basic version.
It's a clever strategy. They get to offer users a taste of the advanced capabilities without cannibalizing ChatGPT Plus subscriptions. This try-before-you-buy approach could significantly boost conversion rates for OpenAI, given Apple's massive user base.
And notice how they're bypassing the App Store for ChatGPT Plus subscriptions. Smart move by OpenAI to retain all that revenue. This no-cash deal with Apple is all about exposure and driving subscriptions.
It raises questions about how Apple will monetize its own AI features. Will they bundle it with Apple One or offer it as a standalone subscription? And if they introduce competing chatbots like Gemini, how will they manage user choice and pricing?
It's a balancing act. Apple needs to incentivize users towards their own services while maintaining a competitive landscape. The introduction of Image Playground and Genmoji suggests they're betting on creative AI tools to differentiate themselves.
These features are interesting, but will they be enough to draw users away from established platforms like Midjourney or DALL-E? Apple's challenge is to not just offer similar features, but to deeply integrate them into the iOS experience in a way that feels seamless and intuitive.
Let's dive into some fascinating and slightly unsettling predictions about the 2024 US election, courtesy of our AI oracle, ChatGPT. It's painting a rather dramatic picture, isn't it?
It certainly is. While we should always take these AI predictions with a grain of salt, the narratives they construct are intriguing. A dark horse candidate, social unrest, Ivanka Trump's ascendance, it's like a political thriller waiting to unfold.
ChatGPT suggests neither Trump nor Harris will win, with a surprise candidate emerging. It also hints at Ivanka Trump playing a significant role and mentions Elon Musk, though his involvement remains ambiguous. Almost a cryptic prophecy, wouldn't you say?
The language used is definitely evocative. It's interesting how these AI models, trained on vast amounts of text, often adopt a dramatic, almost literary tone when making predictions. It's as if they're weaving a narrative, not just presenting data.
And then there's the prediction of social unrest, reminiscent of January 6th. While concerning, it's not entirely implausible given the current political climate. Do you think the AI is simply reflecting existing anxieties, or does it see something we're missing?
It's likely a combination of both. These models are incredibly sensitive to patterns and trends in the data they're trained on. They can amplify existing concerns and extrapolate them into potential future scenarios. It's a reminder of the power of narrative, both to reflect and shape our reality.
The contrast with Google's Gemini is striking. Gemini refused to comment on the election, sticking to a cautious, almost sterile approach. It highlights the different philosophies these companies are adopting when it comes to AI and its role in public discourse.
It's a delicate balance. On the one hand, you have the potential for misinformation and manipulation. On the other, you have the potential for insightful analysis and even predictive modeling. The challenge is to harness the power of AI responsibly without stifling innovation or open dialogue. It will be fascinating to see how these different approaches play out in the months and years to come. As always, critical thinking and media literacy are key.
Indeed. Thank you for joining us today. That's all the time we have for this episode. We'll be back next week with more insights into the world of AI.